This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. And now, an agriculture and wildlife economic statistic I am going to bet has not yet crossed your mind. Feral swine, wild boars or wild hogs, if you prefer, are found in at least 35 states. There are more than 5 million of them. And they are responsible for something near $1.5 billion in damage and control costs every year. About a quarter of that damage happens in Texas, which is where Marketplace's Andy Euler went to see what might be done about it.
People say the town of Bend, Texas, got its name because it's located on a horseshoe-shaped stretch in the Colorado River. It's a couple of hours northwest of Austin, population about 1,600 people. It's where I sat down with an 83-year-old local named Jackie Brister. Brister farms about 3,000 acres, mostly pecans and wheat. Nowadays, he also battles feral swine.
I don't know how many dollars a year damage hogs do just to me, but I know some of those fields are going to be reduced maybe 50% in the yield just from the hogs.
He guesses the damages could be close to $100,000 a year. Feral hogs eat anything. They love Brister's wheat and trample even more of it when they're rooting around for his fallen pecans. Brister's ranch hand, Roberto Olvera, took me out to the fields.
If you can see over there, all the one is down, it's because the pigs, you know. Because it's not just two or three hogs, you know, it's a bunch of them.
Olvera said last night he spotted 30 pigs running through Brister's wheat. There are 9 metal traps set up around the field, and when Olvera catches one, he sells it to a meat processor one county over.
They will be and are the worst invasive species we'll ever see.
That's Stephanie Schwiff, a research economist at the USDA, who's trying to calculate the economic degradation caused by feral swine. She says the current $1.5 billion estimate is way too low.
That stops right at the farm gate. It only incorporates very few things. So yes, that number is going to be low.
The feral swine problem in Texas probably started in the 1970s and 80s, when rural landowners brought hogs to their spreads for exotic sport hunting. Problem is, they reproduce so quickly, the population just exploded. There's a saying in Texas that a female feral pig will have a litter of 10 pigs, and 12 will survive. Mike Bodenchuk is the USDA's State Director of Wildlife Services in Texas.
Research done here in Texas indicated that between 2006 and 2011, the population increased at a rate of about 20% each year.
And at this point, landowners are at their wits' end. They're hiring helicopter crews to shoot hogs from the air. Some folks in Texas are actually turning that into a business. In 2011, the state legislature passed the so-called pork chopper law. Chris Britz started his company Helibacon soon after.
Texas made it legal for the helicopter company to sell the gunner seat.
For about $4,000, Helibacon will fly you and a friend in the gunner seat, where for 2 hours, you can shoot at hogs as they scurry through the fields below. On a busy day, Helibacon customers kill hundreds of pigs in just a couple of hours. But Mike Bodenchuk of the USDA says it's become evident that trapping and hunting feral hogs just isn't enough in Texas.
You can't barbecue your way out of this problem. We're an example of what happens when you try.
That's why the USDA is in the process of testing a chemical toxicant, sodium nitrite, that would be put into hog bait. USDA economist Stephanie Schwiff is working with the team developing the poison.
No one likes a toxicant. Producers don't like toxicants. The general public doesn't like toxicants. Even the government doesn't like toxicants. But all the other management options are too expensive on a large landscape scale.
In an irony not lost on the USDA, in smaller doses, sodium nitrite is used to cure bacon. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.